It was good evening. It was raining so heavily earlier that I was more or less certain that there was no way I was going to be able to take my dog out for a walk. To say it was bucketing down would be a gross understatement of the Southern English variety. It really was torrential, you know. So, but now it stopped, and we're out, and the little Cotton de Tulier dog has a bit of life in him, and the wind is still around, but it's not really bitter cold or anything, and I feel very much like just making a very simple walk and going in one direction. Yeah, no, this is not going to be about X Factor, right? So forget about X Factor and One Direction. We're just talking about moving from the beginning to the end of the estate and back again, which isn't very far. I've managed to walk down to the end of the estate and back in no more than 15 minutes with comparative ease. So yeah, and I won't meet anybody. And I was wondering about other people's dog walking booze, and I started to listen to some last night, and I hope to listen to some more. So if you have ever an instinct to not only walk with your dog, but record what it's like while you're doing it, then let's increase the number of dog walking experiences on this medium. So, and it is pleasant, and I have no idea what's going to come into my head any second now. It's a bit like driving a car, and suddenly something comes around the corner and hits you straight in the face, metaphorically speaking, of course. But so you just don't know when, on a Wednesday evening, whether you're actually going to make sure that you've got the bins out tomorrow morning for the bin people, because if you don't have them out first thing in the morning, bang goes your opportunity for 2 weeks. Our bins are, the recycling stuff is taken away 1 week, and the non-recycling stuff is taken away the next week. And I had a chat with one of my neighbours once about the possibility of us both reducing our carbon footprint, so to speak, that we would share one bin collection, and instead of it costing, I don't know, €180 a year, I think it is, or is it for half a year? Ah, I don't have to remember now. But anyway, we would cut our costs in half. And in this day and age, anything that'll cut your costs in half is worth having, I think. I think there's mother-in-law tongues looking up at me out of the bed here. Isn't that what they're called? Those kind of pointy things that stick up in clusters. Sort of thing you wouldn't like to fall onto, as I suppose. That's probably why somebody called it mother-in-law's tongues. There are no father-in-law jokes, are there, really? None at all that I can think of. Yeah, interestingly enough, the name of the company that takes the bins away from us here in our house is called Wiser. So, I wonder how somebody invented that as a company name, Wiser. Okay, now, people in your houses, none of your dogs are making any noise this evening. And this little dog is it's just moving along, and this seems to be completely uneventful. Uneventful externally, and uneventful in the mind. You know, my mind is a little bit full up of hashtags in connection with Twitter. And I wonder who invented or designed the symbol of the hashtag. You know, where it came from. Was it one of those Egyptian hieroglyphics? Was it one that was on the, what do you call that stone that they discovered, which enabled them to decipher the hieroglyphics, somebody's stone, Rosetti Stone, is it? That marvellous piece of deciphering that was done in order to understand what the ancient Egyptians used to write, how the ancient Egyptians used to write. Rosetti Stone, I think that's it. I think I've actually seen a replica of it somewhere. It's probably in a British museum, actually. It was probably nicked from Egypt by some archaeologist thief who took something away and, you know, kept it safe over in London so that it wouldn't get stolen by any of the locals in Egypt. Valley of the Kings, Valley of the Queens. Oh, yes. I remember learning the names of some of the there was a woman pharaoh. I think she was called Hatshepsut, or some such phrase. Yes, I remember thinking a hat and a cheap suit was how I tried to remember it, or probably the guide back in Egypt told me about it. Now, I must tell you about a little idea that has just popped into my head this very minute. There's a guy on Audioboo who, and I hope you'll forgive me for not being able to remember his name. You probably won't know that I forget almost everybody's name until I've used it loads of times. But anyway, this chap did his autobiography on Audioboo. He has actually recorded many episodes, which together he regards as his. Other people have regarded them. I haven't listened to them enough, except only the very beginning. His autobiography. Wouldn't it be a nice project to record, have a go at autobiography in, you know, in X number of episodes, you know? So you could. Anyway, this went through my mind today, and I decided that. It's better to work backwards when you're writing an autobiography or a composing or compiling or curating an autobiography than working forwards. In other words, the first chapter would be better if it didn't start with, you know, it was a wet day, my oldest memory, when I dropped the bottle. And ever since that day, I've never been able to, you know, smell whiskey without remembering that it was a complete bottle of Johnny Walker that I dropped in the side hall of the house where I was born. Yes, I think I was about 2 and a half when I first cracked my first blended Scotch whiskey. Or was it Paddy Power's? Or was it, you know, some other Redbreast, or what whiskies did they have in the 1950s in Ireland? I wonder. Bet you that they were there were more than there are today. Pot still. There is a pot still one. I like Redbreast actually. In Irish whiskey. Of course, I also like that one that they do up in County Antrim, I think it is. That's Blackbush. Oh yeah. I remember meeting a guy from Blackbush Marketing Department a long, long time ago, who told me that all these whiskies that are, let's say, over 15 years old are basically a bit of trickery. That whiskey doesn't get any better after it's about 15 years old. So when you get a 40 or 35 or even a 25-year-old malt whiskey, it's not any better than it would have been if it was a 15-year-old, because it stops getting any better. Now, that's what I remember from what the man told me. And if my memory is right, and this would actually be probably from 1995, which is when I was in Northern Ireland and was given a half bottle of Blackbush as a gift, when we travelled around Northern Ireland and I was working for the National Trust, and we went up to the Giant's Causeway, and on the same day, we got whiskey. Oh dear, that's life. Whiskey. I used to drink whiskey. And in fact, at the moment I'm thinking of another person who drinks whiskey, who sent me an absolutely wonderful little short sentence today as a bit of feedback on something that I'd recorded. And that person is very partial to the whiskey, meaning that he likes his whiskey a lot rather than he likes a lot of whiskey. As far as I know, maybe both are true. Okay, you actually want to know about the stars this evening? You want me to describe the constellations? Well, hard luck. I can tell you that I think it's Venus. Looks so bright. Isn't Venus the one that's the brightest of all things in the sky? There's a huge big cloud stretching across the northern hemisphere. And on either side of the cloud is a big, dark space. Kind of like dark matter. Of course, it's not dark matter. I'm not using the term in any technical sense. But it's dark up there, and out of the darkness comes the light. The bright star up there. It looks like the International Space Station, which has, got stationary up there. Actually, that's another question. When am I next going to see the International Space Station? I'm too darn lazy to go and look that sort of thing up. I kind of hope that the universe will conspire to send me the answer to that question by accident. I actually want to thank specially the another person whose name I can't remember, but I will actually do it in writing on the audio book. I spent the day misusing a term and referring to a business by the wrong name. And the correct name is Tweeps Map, as opposed to Tweets Map, which is what I thought it was, and it's Tweeps. I suppose if you use the term Tweets Map, you run into what do they call it? Copyright problems with Twitter. So they call it Tweeps Map. Anyway, it's a terrific thing that tells you where. Well, it doesn't matter what it does. Basically, it tells you how many of your followers are actually up there on Orion's Belt or are based somewhere up in some of those faraway constellations. There's a place in Cork called Blackrock Observatory. And have a look at them. Blackrock Castle Observatory. It's our own little place in Cork where if you were an astronaut, you'd come and visit. In fact, I heard one came recently. Okay, it's getting a little bit chilly now, Rocky. Let's actually have a word with Rocky. Hello, Rocky.
Woof, woof. Woof, woof. Say something.
No, I don't know. He doesn't like talking late at night. Okay, that's enough for now. This has been yet another in a series that doesn't know it's ever going to end, of walking the dog. And it's Paul O'Mahony wishing you all the very best. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening.